WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, anxious friends. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide to all things calm, control, and courage. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, caught up in yesterday's worries or tomorrow's anxieties. Yeah, me too. It's like being stuck on the mental hamster wheel, going nowhere fast. But today, my friends, we're breaking free from that chaos and diving headfirst into the power of staying present in the moment. See, this isn't just some hippy-dippy mindfulness mumbo-jumbo. This is about becoming a master of your own mind, about taking control of your thoughts and reactions, and truly experiencing life instead of just watching it whiz by. It's a superpower, folks. And the best part? It's a skill you can learn, practice, and master. So, strap yourselves in because we're about to unpack 5 powerful takeaways that will help you stay grounded, focused, and present in this crazy beautiful world. First up, recognize your mental wanderlust. Ever felt like your mind is on permanent vacation? It's always jet-setting off to past regrets or future fears. That's normal. But the key is to gently guide it back to the present moment whenever you notice it drifting. Think of it like training a playful puppy with patience and consistency. You can teach it to focus. Second, practice mindfulness meditation. I know, it sounds intimidating. But trust me, it's easier than you think. Find a quiet space, close your eyes, and simply focus on your breath. Notice the rise and fall of your chest, the gentle sensation of air entering and leaving your nostrils. If your mind wanders, and it will, just gently bring it back to your breath. Start with just 5 minutes a day, you'll be amazed at how quickly you feel calmer and more centered. Third, engage your senses. The world is bursting with sensory experiences. Pay attention to the taste of your coffee, the warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of fresh baked bread. By grounding yourself in these present moment sensations, you'll create a powerful anchor that keeps you from getting swept away by thoughts and worries. Fourth, be fully present in your conversations. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and truly listen to what the other person is saying. Don't just wait for your turn to speak, be genuinely curious and engaged. You'll be amazed at how much deeper and more meaningful your interactions become. And lastly, embrace the power of now. This moment is all we have. It's fleeting, precious, and full of infinite possibilities. Ditch the regrets about the past and the anxieties about the future, and choose to fully experience the beauty of this very second. Okay, let's talk real life for a minute. Remember that time you were stuck in traffic, and your mind started spiraling into a frenzy? Maybe you were late for an important meeting, or you just had one of those days where everything felt overwhelming. You know what I mean. But then you took a deep breath, focused on the feeling of the steering wheel in your hands, and maybe even turned on some uplifting music. Suddenly, the traffic didn't seem so bad anymore. You were still stuck, yes, but at least you weren't letting it control your entire mood. You brought yourself back to the present moment and found a way to make that experience a little bit more bearable. That's the magic of staying present. It doesn't mean ignoring your problems or pretending everything is perfect. It simply means choosing how you react to them, focusing on what you can control, and finding moments of peace amidst the chaos. So, remember these key takeaways. Recognize those mental wanderings, practice mindfulness meditation, engage your senses, be fully present in conversations, and most importantly, embrace the power of now. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of calm and control. Leave a review and let me know what your biggest takeaway was. And remember, keep practicing those present moment skills, you're building a superpower. Until tomorrow, stay grounded, stay focused, and never stop striving for that inner peace. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.